From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry. Columbia has joined a long list of cities pledging their support to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and to clean water. KBIA's Hannah Haynes has more about the new resolution.
Columbia City Council unanimously voted Monday to approve a resolution expressing support for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. At the meeting, Carolyn Matthews said that because of Columbia's geographical location, this resolution is especially important for the city to adopt.
So in other words, we're not just expressing support for Standing Rock, we're expressing support for all those who live along the Missouri River or in Missouri and are affected by if anything were to happen to the Missouri River.
Mayor Brian Treese said the resolution doesn't bind the council into any action or appropriation of money. Hannah Haynes, KBIA News.
It's been a decade since there's been this many fatal police shootings in St. Louis, and there's still 3 months left in 2017. The new data comes as the city's police department struggles to contain daily protests. The protests have followed the acquittal of a white former police officer who shot and killed a black man. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the police have fatally shot 8 people so far this year, up from 5 in all of 2016. Police say all of them were armed. Police officers have also shot and wounded 7 people. Lieutenant Colonel Rochelle Jones attributed the rise in police shootings to the rise in violent crime, but Reverend Philip Duval, who's been active in recent protests, says the data suggests police are, quote, not being too cautious. A group of stylists and their allies spoke out in the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday morning about whether Missouri's requirements for a cosmetology license should apply to hair braiders. The Columbia, Missourian reports that cosmetology licenses require 1,500 hours of training, which can cost around $16,000. The group of hair braiders is appealing against the licensing requirement, arguing that much of that training isn't relevant to their profession. Missouri is one of only 13 states that require hair braiders to be licensed cosmetologists, and a bill proposed earlier this year attempted to remedy the situation by requiring braiders to register with a board rather than having to obtain a cosmetology license. The board would issue a brochure on infection and disease control, but the bill didn't pass in the spring legislative session. A new report says low commodity prices and weak farm incomes are continuing to hamper the rural economy in parts of 10 states in the Midwest and the Great Plains, including Missouri. The Rural Main Street Index for the region fell to its lowest level of the year at 39.6 from 42.2 in August. The index released today ranges between 0 and 100, with any number under 50 indicating a shrinking economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey of bankers, says more than half of the bankers reported that they have restructured farm loans. Nearly 20% have increased their collateral requirements. Bankers reported a 2.1% increase in farm loan defaults over the past year. I'm Erin McKinstry, KBIA News, Columbia.